Algernon, thanks for joining us this week. We're kicking things off this week talking about Vice President Mike Pence visiting the southeastern part of New Mexico. What can you tell us?
The vice president was in Artesia, which is the capital of the Permian Basin, which is the oil deposit that we share with Texas. And he was there to talk about the trade deal. So NAFTA was broken through President Donald Trump's advocacy for a new trade deal. There is a trade deal with a lengthy name known as the USMCA. This is a new pact between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. I should say among Mexico, Canada, and the United States. The problem is Mexico has taken action on it. Canada is presumably taking action on it. But the United States Congress needs to approve a deal. And we're moving into a presidential election season, which only complicates its prospects.
Algernon, now I want to move on and talk about something that you reported on recently, a big story that got a lot of attention. And that is you were following up on the story about Las Cruces top administrators being placed on leave. The head of the Economic Development Department, the head of Visit Las Cruces. During this time when this happened months ago, the city manager resigned. Now we have an update that includes a local businesswoman and a nonprofit. What can you tell us?
Right. So the city council just approved a contract with a forensic accountant to come and reconstruct some accounts. There's been some funds that are missing or unaccounted for. This is part of a long, wide-ranging investigation at the city of spending at the Economic Development Department, as well as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, aka Visit Las Cruces. What we learned from the contract is that the forensic accountant is also looking into accounts related to Dickerson Catering and Management, which is a business that has been involved in producing the Las Cruces Country Music Festival, as well as a lot of other work in this town, and also Revolution 120, which is the nonprofit founded by Marcy Dickerson and which had the former director of Visit Las Cruces as a founding board member as well. It's not clear. There's no accusation of any wrongdoing, but the owner of the business and the nonprofit, Marcy Dickerson, feels that this is a targeted attack on her, as she told the Sun News at length.
Okay, now also, the city gave some updates on personnel that I mentioned earlier. What can you tell us?
The city's been very hush-hush about this investigation since March. Philip Sanfilippo, the economic development director, and Jennifer Bales, Visit Las Cruces director, have been on administrative leave. When I asked, they were able to tell me that Jennifer Bales resigned. However, they were not willing to tell me anything about Philip Sanfilippo, whether he's still on administrative leave or not.
How big and in-depth of an investigation is this?
Well, it's been hard to tell because they've given us information in increments about how wide this is. It involves a nonprofit now defunct called Friends of Visit Las Cruces that was accepting payments for certain events, including the Country Music Fest, but they were also involved in the Rio Grande Theater downtown. With this contract, we now know that they're also looking into accounts involving this catering and event management business, as well as the convention center, as well as this other nonprofit, Revolution 120.
Okay, Algernon, thank you for staying updated on this story. Now, I want to move on and talk about the Las Cruces Symphony losing its conductor and how that may impact business in our area.
This will be the last season for the symphony director, Lonnie Klein, who has been here for 20 years. So he's retiring at the end of the current season that's about to begin. What's interesting about this and why I think it's a business story is that Lonnie Klein made one significant change over 20 years. When he took over, the symphony was a volunteer, sort of a civic community symphony, and it was a good one. But he came in and he said, we're going to start paying musicians and we're going to professionalize the symphony, which he has done. And this kind of raised the expectation and the bar and the place the symphony holds in Las Cruces society.
Can you kind of like give us an understanding of how a symphony can really impact the business here?
So first of all, there's the direct hiring that a symphony has. When you have professional musicians, they're all getting paid. When you have staff, they're all getting paid. And of course, there's all the sympathetic business, the printing, the accommodations, the hotels, when they bring in guest artists from all over. There's a lot of economic activity stimulated directly by the symphony. But also, when a city has a symphony, that is part of attracting this sort of professional class. We depend on that philanthropic class to provide a lot of the goods and services that the competitive capitalist markets don't provide. So you need those professionals, as well as you need doctors, you need high-level professors and academics, you need that class of people for the services that they provide, as well as their philanthropy. And that's just how it works under capitalism. And so the symphony is an important economic development tool, as well as a cultural jewel for the city.
Okay, Algernon, thank you so much for updating us this week, and we will talk with you next week.
Ciao.